Good evening and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Gorder. And for the next hour, we'll be talking a lot of sports concerning Northwest Missouri State. There's a lot of things are going on. We'll start off with track and field. We'll look at the girls' golf team as they're getting their season underway. And, of course, we've got a little more basketball to talk about as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team gets back in action tomorrow afternoon, competing in the MIAA postseason tournament after an MIAA regular season championship this past Saturday.
Yeah, what an atmosphere on Saturday. Going into it, we knew that the potential for that atmosphere was there, but you never really know until you get a chance to experience it. And then the way Central came out shooting the basketball kind of didn't give the crowd an opportunity, you know, to really get into it. But you could just feel like everybody was ready to be into that ball game, be loud, be proud. And eventually they were, and the Bearcats were able to ride that to a regular season championship.
And they've had a lot of success through the years. They shared the championship a number of times, but the first time since the 86-87 season that they were able to get an outright championship for the regular season.
Yeah, and that's absolutely right. You know, and I think one big point that we've heard this week or that Coach McCollum has made is, yeah, it's great that they won the championship. And when you struggle in a year and you go into the MIAA postseason tournament, the old adage is, well, now everybody's 0-0. It's a new season. You get to start over. Well, they're taking that same approach even though they were MIAA regular season championships. Everybody does start 0-0, you know, so it's kind of a different way to look at it, but it's the same point. It's a brand new season starting tomorrow.
And the regional rankings came out for this week, and the Bearcats move up a couple more spots to the number 3 spot in the Central Region.
Yeah, I know that's been a lot of the talk. Most likely, no matter what happens tomorrow, I would have a hard time seeing the Bearcats obviously drop out of the regional. Looks like the regional tournament is going to be in August. Augustana, South Dakota. They completed their tournament championship win last night, and looks like they're going to be the host of the regional tournament. So it'll be a little easier to get to Augustana than in Sioux Falls than it was to get up to Mankato up and around kind of last year. So that's the way it looks like it'll play out, but a lot of business to be taken care of this weekend.
Northwest women's basketball season came to a close. They had a chance to qualify for the tournament with a win on Saturday with Central Missouri, but just couldn't quite hold on to the lead that they needed to in the second half.
Yeah, it was one of those things that we saw a lot this year where it was kind of two different halves of basketball. We saw some really good basketball in some halves this year, and that followed that up by some struggles, and it kept them from winning basketball games. So consistency was the one thing that I think Coach Michael Smith was really looking to try to get out of his team this year, and that they just couldn't find that spot as the season went on. But they did have a great first half of basketball there, but unfortunately just couldn't close it out.
Tennis off to a good start. A couple wins over the weekend for the men's and women's teams, and then the women today with a win over Missouri Western 8-1 down in St. Joseph. They also have this week's MIAA Players of the Week, so off to a good start with tennis.
Yeah, absolutely. Sweeping the Player of the Week honors is always great, and they were able to do that because of all the wins that they had last week, and obviously starting the week off, as you just mentioned, real well this week.
And a reminder, we've got a good show on hand for tonight. Our guests will include, we've got a recorded interview with men's basketball coach Ben McCollum as he, along with the team down in Kansas City, already getting ready for the MIAA postseason tournament. We'll hear from head women's golf coach Andy Peterson, also head track coach Scott Lorick, along with a couple of members off the track and field team and Derek Schluter, and along with Fiona Maloney. They'll be up next. And then we'll hear from a couple of the girls' women's golf players this year, and Maddie Probst and G.S. Sapanic, and I believe that's the way it is. We'll have to get an official pronunciation from her as we go along on the program this evening there. So, reminder that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body. Screen printing and embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. And more information at 660-582-2699. And as always, our thanks to Carson, Renee, and the wait staff for their work each and every week during the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We also have some giveaways that we'll be passing out throughout this evening as well. Some MIAA regular season conference championship t-shirts for Northwest. That's here at the show this evening as well. Again, when we come back, we'll talk track and field, as we'll be joined by a couple of the athletes off the track and field team and Derek Sluder, along with Fiona Maloney. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
A partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, and talking track and field right now with a couple members of the Northwest Missouri State Track and Field Team, and Derek Sluder, along with Fiona Maloney. And Derek, I know you're Maryville native here, but we need to get you on the show here a little bit early. You've got a class and a test coming up here, tell me.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, being a student, you know.
Just talk a little bit about how things have gone so far for you. You know, you're a multi-event athlete, and just kind of talk a little bit about competing in the multi-events.
You know, coming, you know, starting practice in August and just putting out all that hard work, you know, where every week. And, excuse me.
That's all right.
Just, you know, wanting to get better every week and, you know, just get better and, I don't know, just...
Kind of coming to the Northwest Missouri State from Maryville, just kind of talk a little bit about making the switch from being a Maryville Spoofhound to a Bearcat.
You know, it was a big step. I mean, you know, I really wanted to be a Bearcat all my life, and just made that dream come true when I came here.
All right, and Fiona Maloney with us as well, coming from all the way from Ireland to be at Northwest Missouri State. And what brought you to Northwest from Ireland?
Originally, I was playing soccer here, and Coach Shorey kind of just inherited me.
So, making the transition from soccer to track and field, kind of talk about that transition.
It was a big difference. I didn't have fall practice this year for soccer, and I got to actually practice with track for the first time in the fall and do all the conditioning and really get into it and concentrate and work on techniques.
And again, you're kind of the throwing events. Kind of talk about the events that you've been involved with.
In the indoor, we just have the shot put and the weight for distance, and then outdoor, we have hammer, shot put, and discus. So outdoor is a bit more intense because we have more events to do, and we have to kind of balance all the different practices and give them all their own time.
Now, had you had some experience in these events before coming to Northwest, or did you just kind of pick it up when you got here?
I had shot put. I was pretty much a veteran, if you would say, in shot put. I represented Ireland and stuff like that in different events, but I never did hammer and never did disc, so I was kind of reluctant at the start to do it. Now I would say hammer is more my favorite event.
And again, coming here first of all for soccer, just how did the Northwest get on your radar from Ireland?
Tracy Holza herself is from Limerick, and she was back in Ireland one summer visiting her family, and I actually on a regular basis played her sister, who managed another team, and her sister used to dislike me per se, because I would always just like run and shoot, and like they would try and mark me and stuff like that, but it would never work. So I kind of came on her radar in that way, because she would always talk to her sister if there was anyone worth looking at and stuff like that.
Well, she went from disliking you to liking that, right?
In a way.
Yeah, and let's talk about again the transition right now early on in this, but are you happy for where things have gone for you?
Yeah, I mean, I had a pretty slow start to this season, which I didn't think could happen since I had all fall to practice. So I was a bit disappointed in that, but I finished strong at conference. I got a season best in both my events, and I moved up spots in the ranking for the MIAA. Like, I placed higher than I came in, so I was happy with that.
I imagine looking forward now to getting to the outdoor season then.
Yeah, really looking forward to throwing that hammer, honestly.
So is that a lot of fun for you then?
Yeah, I feel like you can get a lot more like anger, and it goes out there far, so it looks like a lot better too.
What are some of the differences in training for the different throwing events?
Well, I'm a glider, so I just glide in the shot put, whereas a lot of other people spin for all their events. So I had to learn how to do the disc in a spin, which would be very similar if I spin for shot put. That would be the only difference.
And as far as outside of being an athlete at Northwest, what have been some of the things that you've liked about being on the Northwest campus?
The campus itself is really pretty, and like everyone's friendly, and like everyone knows everyone, so in your very intimate relationship with all your teachers.
All right, and again, Derek, let's just talk a little bit about now making the transition from the indoor to the outdoor season, and what's that involved for you with the multi events?
You know, just adding three more events to our multi practices. You know, the javelin, the 400, and the discus. I mean, just, you know, just getting better in every event so far, you know.
And what's the favorite events that you take part in?
I'm a big fan of the pole vault. I mean, every time I've done the pole vault this year, I mean, I've increased my height so far, like, by 6 inches. So I started out 13.6, and now I'm at 14.6 right now.
I've always thought it takes a special type of person to be a pole vaulter. It looks like there's got to be a little bit of courage involved to do something like that.
You got to be pretty brave, I'm not going to lie, a little crazy at the same time, you know. But it's very fun. It's a very fun event.
All right, and how things look for you for the spring?
I mean, as long as I stay healthy, I think I'm, you know, primed to go do pretty good. I mean, looking to get on the provisional list early and just get better from there and hopefully make it to Nationals.
All right, well, sounds good. I know we probably need to let you go here. Now get ready for the big test.
Pretty close here. Yeah.
All right, well, thanks a lot for being with us, Derek. And also, Fiona, certainly appreciate you coming by today as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right, that's Fiona Maloney and Derek Schluter from the Northwest Missouri State Track and Field Squads here on the Bearcat Coaches Show. As we come back, we'll continue to talk track and field, as we'll be joined by the head coach of the Northwest track and field team, as Scott Warwick will be joining us. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
We're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the KXCB KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Continuing to talk track and field as Scott Lorick, the head track and field coach at Northwest, joins us now. And Coach, obviously big news coming out today about the Nationals. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let's start with the MIAA Championships and just what you felt overall. How did you feel the performances were from your teams?
I'm really pleased. I think our team just competed tremendously. I think attitudes and everything was great. I think the only problem we had was in some instances we were even a little overzealous, and we didn't execute things as well as we could have. So I think there are places where we left a couple points that we could have picked some things up, but. You know, we're talking about them being actually too aggressive, not the other way around. So, you know, that's a problem I don't mind having. That's something we'd like to go back and try to fix for the outdoor season. But, you know, overall, yeah, I'm really pleased with the direction we're going. Our men scored more points than they have in several years. And I think, you know, like I said, I think we could have scored even more. But, yeah, it's going in a great direction, and I think our team chemistry is awesome.
It seems like overall you have more athletes competing against some of the top schools in the MIAA. You know, maybe several years ago, Northwest wasn't thought of as a track and field school. You didn't see a lot of that at the MIAA championships, but it seems like every year you've got more and more athletes that are getting medals and competing against the top in the MIAA.
We do, and to be quite honest with you, this is my 10th year, and 10 years ago we had to change a lot of attitudes. And you know, we've been there, and now I think our expectations of ourselves and the individuals on the team are just a lot higher. Our team expects to be competitive with the best people. So we're still knocking on the door and climbing the ladder and all those kind of things. But, yeah, I think we're getting there, and... you know, it's nice to be have a good meet, but still kind of be a little disappointed, you know,
yeah.
And that's kind of where we are.
Despite most of track and field being individualized, how important is the team aspect to track and field?
You know, it absolutely is, but it's a difficult thing to cultivate, and that's one of the problems, I think, inherent in track and field programs in general, is it's so easy for event areas to get segregated and the people just to think about either themselves or their own group, but when you actually can bring the team together, it's really a special thing, and it's a little bit more difficult to do because the natural tendency is to be separated. But when we do bring things together and you can cultivate that, it is really special when you've got people really caring about other event areas and people that train completely different, and it is actually important to them how their teammates do, then I think we do have something great. And I think that's where we are, too.
And when you talk about the potential for natural separation, is that like the short distance runners separated maybe from the longer distance and the throwers and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. For myself and our coaching situation, I mean, we have our sprinters come in at 2 o'clock for because of a facility thing, and then our distance runners come in at 3:30, and then our throwers have to practice in the morning. So just in that, just the people doing the running workouts, I mean, there's different times, so it's actually possible the distance runners, you know, may not ever even cross paths with the sprinters until we go get on the bus together. we have to do some things to kind of, you know, bring that together and do that. But yeah, that's part of the challenges with a small coaching staff and limited facilities.
Now, what we talked about a moment ago, still an opportunity at the national indoor meet. Alexis Boyd, it was announced earlier today, is going to have an opportunity to participate in the 400. And just talk about that opportunity for her in being able to make that national meet.
You know, I'll start this with Alexis is probably the most deserving person to earn this, because, you know, she came out of high school as, you know, a decent runner, certainly not a star. She had a lot of injury problems when she started here, and the first thing was trying to figure out how to get her healthy and so she could complete seasons, which she hadn't been able to do in high school. But then she is someone who has just absolutely worked so hard. And done everything well. I mean, she's a good student, and she's worked hard, and her intensity is good, and all those things. So she has seriously made it to this level on hard work.
And you and I were talking beforehand, she's participated at the national level as part of a relay team in the outdoor season, correct?
Yes.
And so how has that experience going to maybe help her in terms of next week when she goes to this national meet?
You know, I think it helps immensely because it starts with the idea that you envision yourself with that group of people. And I think that's what happened last year. So last year, getting into the relay team is like, oh, it's my first time at the national championships and I'm at this level and things like that. Since that time, I think she expects herself to be with that group of athletes. So getting here and getting back again, I think this is more of an expectation of herself than a big surprise. So it's very difficult to get back, and she did as an individual. But yeah, she's ready, and it's going to help her because she's not going to be as starstruck and nervous. She's going to be really going into this with determination.
And she goes in with the 17th best time, but you were telling me beforehand, the times or the difference of times between 17 and 1 is pretty minimal.
Yeah, and that is very deceiving because she's 17th and 8 will go to finals, but, I mean, she could go to finals. I mean, it's just not that far out at all. So, you know, we're talking about, a half a second is going to separate, 10 places, easily. So, and she's capable of running a lot faster, too.
And when you talk about it in that sense, how many athletes did you have that were just that close to maybe making the national meet in their events?
Well, several, and I had mentioned Tim Grunmeier earlier. He's 31st in the 800, and they took 16. He's 1 second out of 16th, from 16th to 31st. And of course indoors that's also tough because you're doing it on different size tracks and all these kind of things. So yeah, it is kind of deceiving to say someone's ranked there, but the increments between the athletes is just minute.
So when you're training throughout the year, athletes are training throughout the year, they're training just to shave a half a second or a second here and there. They're not looking necessarily maybe to take big chunks off of their time. Is that kind of how the mentality of it going over the course of a season?
Oh, it is. And that's why when we talk about PRs, a personal record is, by a tenth or a little bit. And, of course, as you get faster and better, obviously the time gets tougher to take off. So, when Tim's down to 153, 800, and, to get down to 152 is a lot tougher than when he was running 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So it does get a lot tighter, and sometimes it's just the things that unfold in a race that are going to separate that. Did you accelerate at the right time? Were you able to move smoothly? Did you get cut off? Did you make the break at the right time? Sometimes just those little things are going to make a big difference when everybody is so evenly matched.
So now, and I know you've kind of made this point through the season, the transition from indoor to outdoor for everybody else isn't a major transition. Hopefully it sounds like the weather will mean outdoor workouts will be a little bit better coming up here in the near future, but everybody else kind of transitioning to outdoor, and is that really just not much of a move for them in terms of the training and everything like that?
There is some, but they'll adjust quickly. The potential thing is frustration with weather. That's really it. Our kids are used to being outside throughout the winter and training either on the roads or on our outdoor track as often as we can, which is where distance runners, it's every day. But now you have to deal with, you get to a Saturday meet, and what if we got 20-mile-an-hour winds and you're trying to qualify? You have all those kind of factors that come in that obviously you don't have indoors. So we add that wrinkle. So I think the frustration level can go up a bit on things you just can't control.
And for runners who have been on the obviously shorter tracks indoor, is it easier for them to make transition to an outdoor longer track that they're probably used to as opposed to trying to adjust to an indoor track?
Yeah, most of our athletes are very thankful to run outdoors. Besides the weather thing, but yeah, dealing with tight turns and things like that. And, say for Alexis Boyd that we've already talked about, she's going to go from an indoor track where you brake and you're actually, bumping elbows and running over people to now she's going to stay in lanes the whole way. So there's going to be an adjustment there kind of mentally in how to approach that. So it's still as competitive, but sometimes the physical contact and that kind of things adds a whole different side to indoor track racing that you just don't have outdoors.
Well, pass along our good lucks to Alexis in her her trip down to Birmingham, Alabama next week, right?
Yes.
Leave Wednesday next week?
We'll leave Wednesday, and she'll compete on Friday.
All right. Well, wish her good luck, and enjoy the trip to Alabama.
Great. Thank you very much.
That is Scott Lorick, track and field coach at Northwest Missouri State. Again, announced earlier today that Alexis Boyd will be participating in the national meet in Birmingham, Alabama next week as part of the 400 meters. So good luck to Alexis in that. We'll be back with more here at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show. So we'll turn our attention to women's golf when we return. We'll do it right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
We're back and we're talking with Andy Peterson, who's wearing a couple of different hats these days, assistant coach for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, as well as head women's golf coach at Northwest Missouri State. And Andy, that's kind of a busy time for you, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got obviously the tournament this weekend for basketball, and then we'll have our first golf tournament Monday and Tuesday in Edmond, Oklahoma. So I've got I'm going to put some miles on, some windshield time, so it'll be good.
Well, if all goes well, you'll be down in Oklahoma for a while and then a chance to turn around and maybe go up north for some regional basketball.
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, I think basketball-wise, I think we've done enough to get that done, so I think that's already a foregone conclusion. But, yeah, we get to go to Edmond this week. Southern Nazarene is hosting a tournament down there in Edmond. It's actually on Central Oklahoma's home golf course, but Southern Nazarene is hosting it. So it'll be a regional tournament for us. I think he's got 15 or 16 teams, so it'll be a full field. Some good competition for us to see where we're at early in the year.
Now, you're like a lot of the spring sports that really struggle to get into some early practice time just due to the weather. What are some of the things you've been trying to do with the team to try to get them as sharp as they can for this week?
Well, they've been swinging indoors, you know. So the thing with that is, you know, they feel, mostly if you talk to the girls, they feel good about their swing. The scary thing is they just don't know exactly where the ball's going, you know. Not so much, you know, right and left, but just your distance. You can't see how far the ball's going. You can't see your trajectory, you know, because the ball flies 2 or 3 yards off your club and hits a net. So you can't tell your trajectory. You can't tell how far the ball's going. So that's the adjustments that we're going to have to make real quick this weekend, you know. You know, we were able to practice outside a little bit in January. We had that 1 week in January. It was real nice. But, you know, that was almost 2 months ago. So, and the last 3 or 4 weeks haven't been great. So it'll be one of those times where, you know, just competing mentally, it's not going to be a great weekend. You're not going to play great. Now, if you play well, if you play, you know, then that's something. But we just have to go in expecting, hey, I'm a little rusty, haven't been outside. Distance is going to be a little crazy, probably right and left a little bit too. But you have to know that and accept it and then grow from it. And, you know, and that's a lot of just mental. Our mental toughness is going to be challenged real quick this year, which is fine. We need that just as much as anybody else. And it'll help pay off at the end of the year. But we've got to go in with the right mindset of competing every shot, every swing, every hole to be where we want to be at the end of the year.
What would be the strengths of this year's squad?
Well, I think that our top three are pretty solid, and after that, I think our 4, 5, 6 are real close. So I think our competitiveness amongst ourselves is going to be good. I think, you know, we had some illness and some injuries last fall that kind of limited the girls that I took to each tournament. We took the same, you know, 5 or 6 girls every tournament, which is okay for them. But for a team score, it's pretty rough because then you fluctuate depending on how people are playing. So I just think our competitiveness within our top 7 girls is going to be good. I think that'll help us be a little more consistent with our team scores this spring, and the fact that our tournament's a little more spread out. In the fall, I played 6 weekends in a row, which is tough. It's not enough time to make adjustments to your game, to work on a specific aspect of your game that you're struggling with, and it's just tournament, 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 which the girls like it because you're competing. But in terms of, you know, getting better, improving, growing, doesn't allow time for that. So this spring, you know, they're a little more spread out. We play this weekend in Edmonton. We got 2 weeks before we play in St. Joe, and then we got 2 weeks before we go to Kearney, and we're just spread out a little more. So I think our ability to improve and to grow and to adjust will be a lot better coming in this spring.
And who will be some of the girls that people will be hearing a lot of this spring?
Well, our two seniors, Taylor Gard from Chanute, Kansas, and then Ashley Powers, will be, you know, they'll be the two solid ones, but they've been through it. You know, they're 4-year seniors. They played a lot of rounds for Northwest and been in a lot of scorecards. So just relying on them to be solid and be who they are and lead our team, they'll be good. After that, you know, Brooke Bylan, Spoofound here on the team, she's been really solid coming around the last 2 or 3 semesters for us. And then, you know, the freshmen, Gia Spansik from Colorado, and then Maddie Probst from Lawson. They've thrown low rounds out there last fall, you know, in their first semester as college students, as college athletes. So expect good things from them just because, you know, they've got that semester under their belt. They're used to college life. They're used to practice. They're used to weightlifting with Joe Quinlan. They've adjusted now. So now they can really put on that hat of, hey, I'm a collegiate athlete now, and I can compete, and I can do it at this level. So those would be the top 5, you know. And then I think Shelby Williams could do some good things here. She was kind of sick, kind of hurt in the fall, so she could come around too, and I expect her to be in the mix a little bit as well as we go forward.
One thing you talked about working with Joe Quinlan, that's something you don't think a lot about with golf, but yeah, the importance of weight training with golf.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of flexibility stuff, you know, your movement, your hip, you know, moving through your hips, moving through your knees, the rotations on your knees, on your ankles. So just, you know, he does a lot of flexibility stuff with him. Jake Niederman is actually the GA. He does a lot of work with him, more so than Joe. But it just helps him with their flexibility and moving and being smooth and being strong at the same time, you know, hitting down through the ball and, you know, just all those things that, because at this level, you know, you're carrying your bag for 18 holes. So you got to have a little bit of endurance, a little bit of shape, of strength to do that, and to continue to compete at a high level after 18 holes of walking, you know, 6,000 or 7,000 yard course. So it's beneficial.
Now, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, it's a busy time for you with both basketball and women's golf going on. Let's just talk a little bit about basketball here, and then we'll talk with Ben as well. But when you look at the season this year, what makes this basketball team special right now?
Well, I think the experience that we had coming into this year. I mean, you got Grant and Wally, obviously, who are 5-year guys. And then after that, the majority of our minutes are younger guys. You know, obviously, Justin's a redshirt freshman. You know, he's been around a year, but never competed before. Same with Brett Doherty. You know, and then Jack Snyder's a true sophomore. Connor Crooker's a true junior. So, I mean, you lose, especially in this league, you know, experience is just gold. And, you know, most of the time every year you see teams at the top of the league that are senior heavy or at least upperclassmen heavy, juniors and seniors. So to do what we've been able to do with the amount of youth, coupled in with obviously Grant and Wally, but the amount of youth has been special. And it's a tribute to the guys. It's a tribute to them, you know, being able to stick together and learn and grow, because we've changed a lot since, you know, August when we started, you know, preseason stuff, or September when we started preseason stuff, whatever. We've changed a lot. We've adjusted a lot. You know, we've changed around some plays. We moved some roles. Obviously, Pitts was hurt for four games, and Lyle Harris stepped up and was great for four games. You know, Anthony Woods, transfer sophomore, that's played some big minutes for us. So just the roles have changed. You know, Xavier Kurth sprained his ankle and was out. You know, he's playing a lot for us before, you know, he got hurt. So just, you know, how the roles have changed and how we've changed, you know, some of our stuff. And their ability to adjust and to grow, it just speaks to them as kids and as young men, being the cerebral players that they are. At the same time, just competing hard every night out, because it's hard to win 15 games out of 19, regardless of who it's against. So it's a tribute to them and sticking together and just and believing in each other. But also, the foundation was laid from Dylan and Tyler Funk and Bryston and Cooper and, you know, Kyle Hakey, those guys before them that laid the foundation and led these guys when they were young, because now they're leaders now, you know, talking about Grant and Wally and Connor even for that matter, and Lyle. Guys have been through it and done it before. They understand, you know, practicing hard every day, competing every night, especially on the road. You know, when you play at home against Central and there's 2,500 people there, it's not that hard to get geeked up. But when you go on a weekday or on a weekend to, you know, the middle of nowhere somewhere to compete and play, and there's 200 people in the stands, to be able to get after it and compete hard, it's special, and it's just a tribute to the guys.
One thing that really looks like to me, too, is just the chemistry that this team has. You played on some teams under Coach Tatmar that had good chemistry. You've also been an assistant coach here with some teams that have had good chemistry, but it really seems like this group of guys gets as along as well together as about any group I've ever seen.
Well, we're just so balanced, and they really, truly don't care who scores and when they score. You know, I think the other night Connor had 6 points. Obviously, the two buckets he got those 6 points on were huge. But, you know, in the first half, Pitts had 2 points. And Grant was the one scoring. Brett Doherty was the one scoring. They truly don't care who scores and who gets interviewed after the game or who gets the glory and all that stuff. They want to win the basketball game. And whatever that takes, they're gonna do that. But, I mean, like I said, I think it's a balance thing. I mean, even, you know, when I played, we had Hunter, who averaged a double-double or whatever, close to it. You knew he was going to give you 15 and 10 or, you know, whatever it may be. You knew that was going to happen. You just don't know that with this group. You don't know if Zach's going to hit 9 threes or he's going to hit 2, or if Pitts is going to score 19 or if he's going to score 10, or if Wally's going to get you 8 assists or if he's going to get you 2 or whatever. You know, they just do whatever they need to do to win the basketball game. And it's just such a balanced attack. I think we're hard to guard, obviously, and we're hard to prepare for as well. So they're special. They're a special group of guys that they get along and love each other. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, and a lot of fun, I would imagine, too, and a lot of time involved with the women's golf and basketball going at the same time, but I would imagine you wouldn't have it any other way right now.
Not right now, no. You know, a little time off between MIAA tournament and the golf tournament would be okay. Yeah, you know, with the little one at home now, but it's a lot of fun. You know, obviously with Coach Tatmeyer being here, my experience was so great as a student athlete. That's my number one goal. That's why I wanted to take the golf job, just to make sure that those girls are having a great experience. Obviously, our guys are having a great experience. We've had, you know, we're 5 years in, 6 years into this with Coach Mack. But that's our goal. I mean, that's the same thing with, if you ask Austin, it'd be the same thing. If you ask Max, it's the same thing. We want that collegiate experience to be great for these kids, regardless of if you're winning or losing. You know, these are your teammates are your best friends, or should be, or they will be. And that's regardless of what sport you're playing, you know, that's who you spend the most amount of time with. So, just investing in these kids and these young people, you know, the golf girls are obviously are much, much different than basketball boys, but, it's the same thing. They're experienced. You want it to be good. You want them to appreciate what they have, but also just to enjoy competing and spending time and being a part of something bigger than yourself.
All right. Well, Andy, thanks for being with us.
All right. Thanks, John.
That's Andy Peterson, women's head golf coach and assistant coach on the Northwest men's basketball team. We'll be back and have more for you right after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at 1st and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or at 582-5700.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we continue on and continue to talk women's golf on the program this evening, joined by a couple of the women's golfers that are season getting underway in just a little bit. Gia Sapancic is with us along with Maddie Probst. And girls, thanks for being with us here tonight. And first of all, Gia, I know you were talking a little bit earlier. You come from Pueblo, Colorado, and just kind of talk about what brought you to Maryville and Northwest Missouri State.
The golf program had a big impact on deciding, and I heard a lot about Northwest being all the way from Colorado. It was kind of shocking, but I heard a lot about the school and how great it was and the business program and stuff.
All right, and talk about the career up to this point and how things are for you right now.
It's awesome. I love it. Being away from home isn't too bad, and that was one of my biggest worries, but it's awesome, and I love the campus and all the girls on the team and everything. AP's great.
All right, and Maddie, you come from Lawson, Missouri.
I do.
Regional area here. Just kind of talk about what brought you to Northwest.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that come from Lawson, and what really brought me here was the education program. I want to be a kindergarten teacher, and I got the opportunity to play golf as well. So being a teacher and golf are my passions, and so great opportunity for me to come here and check it out. I love it.
And I know you were saying earlier, you know, a guy named Don Edwards over there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Good guy. I really like him. Yeah, he was my principal for a while.
Of course, Don, the former head girls and boys basketball coach at Jefferson in the high school for a long time, and
yeah.
Able to make the move over to Lawson. But kind of talk about, I'll talk a little bit about this as well with Andy Peterson taking over as the head coach this year, and just kind of talk about what he's been able to bring to the program for you.
Yeah, I think AP, I know he's a great athlete himself, and I think he told us that he worked at the golf course for a while, and he has a lot of experience working at the golf course and knows the game pretty good. And I think he's pushing the golf in a new direction. I think it's awesome. I'm really excited to see where the spring season takes us.
And just kind of talk about you talked about AP as well. Just kind of what's he bring to the program for you?
Like Maddie said, he's been around the golf, and he knows what he's doing, and he helps us, and he's just there for support too, not just on the golf course, but he's always talking to us outside and wanting to, like, make sure, like, grades are good so that we can play and we're eligible. And I think that's awesome because we need that support on both ends of it, and he's awesome at that.
Now, obviously, this is the time of year. It's kind of tough for a lot of the golf teams. Now, some of the ones in the southern part of the MIAA probably have a little bit more of an advantage getting out. But you're able to get out a little bit in January, which is a little bit unusual. But just kind of talk about having an opportunity in January to get out and hit the course for just a bit.
Yeah, every opportunity that I can get out to the golf course, I do. We've only been able to have one official team practice. I think, you know, any time that we can get out and go is great. Great start for the spring season. So, yeah, excited.
Just talk about trying to stay sharp when you're working out indoors. What are some things you do inside to be able to get your strokes where they need to be?
We have a net, and that, it really does. It helps because we can full swings and hit into it as many times as we want. And then we also have a couple different like putting greens that we can do, and that really helps because not being able to putt on any type of surface is, and especially going out there, it's going to be harder surface now than, and that's kind of what we have in the room, so.
Hopefully, I'll be able to get outside a little bit before you head down to Oklahoma here for your first meet of the spring. But just talk a little bit about the meets coming up and what you're expecting here in the first meet of the spring season down in Oklahoma.
Yeah, we have a busy spring season coming up. I'm really excited to get on to Oklahoma and enjoy some, looks like 60-degree weather. spring season looking pretty good. Excited to get out to the golf course and...
What type of goals do you have so far that you want to set for early in the season?
Definitely just making qualifying for all the tournaments, and that's a big thing. And just doing my best out there, especially not being able to practice much and going out. We don't play in the best conditions. The golf courses aren't in the best shape, so that's tough to just go out there and just do our best.
All right, and just tell us a little bit about what you're looking for academically at Northwest.
Academically, I heard awesome things about the business program, like I said before, and I just really, it was one of my top choices for the school, and I would like to do something with golf afterwards, and so I think this is a great opportunity to just get both ends of it, both golf and business experience.
And Maddie, as far as your side of things, as far as academics, how have things gone for you there?
Great. I'm in the education program. I want to be a kindergarten teacher, so the education program here is awesome. It's one of the best around, so excited to keep taking teaching classes, and the golf side of it's pretty cool too. I want to be a golf coach one day too, so I think this gives me a great opportunity to do all that.
All right. Well, girls, thanks a lot for being with us here tonight, and good luck on your spring season.
Thank you.
And we've been talking with Gia Sopancic along with Maddie Prokes, a couple of the golfers on the Northwest Women's Golf Team. We'll come back and turn our attention to basketball as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team competes this weekend in the MIAA postseason tournament as they're the number one seed. They play tomorrow afternoon. As a matter of fact, noon tip-off time as they will face Washburn Ichabods. We'll talk more about that with the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at BittersweetFloral.com or at 582-5700. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Ben McCullum. And Ben, let's just go back to Saturday afternoon. First of all, just talk about the great atmosphere that you had at Bearcat Arena.
Well, you know, I was really impressed with the student support. They got the whole thing full, and it made it a fun environment for everyone involved. I mean, that's the big thing when you get fans. It's not necessarily 100% for your kids, but it's also for the environment as a whole, and everybody's enjoyment, that fun type of atmosphere, that energetic atmosphere, and everybody coming together to support Northwest Missouri State.
How much of a factor did that have, too, when you fell behind early in the ball game? Didn't know you had that crowd behind you as you're trying to mount the comeback there.
Well, I think it helps. You know, I think it got pretty loud in there for a while, and just being at home and
you know, the shots fall a little bit easier. The defensive stands are a little bit easier to come by. And you know, I thought our kids fed off that crowd quite a bit. And so, it made it fun. And the celebration afterwards was probably the most fun, though. Just jumping up and down on the court, that was exciting.
And a chance to celebrate an outright title.
Absolutely. And that hadn't happened in a while. And hadn't happened in my tenure. And so, it's definitely an accomplishment for these kids, but you know, right now we're not trying to celebrate it too much, trying to get on to the conference tourney and see what we can do there.
Now, you've had a chance to share the title a couple of times. What's it mean to have the outright title? It's just not only for yourself, but just for the program overall.
Well, you know, you don't ever like to share it. It just, you know, it kind of puts something on it, but it's good for the university. It's good for the kids, especially this group that was picked. I think they were picked fourth or fifth, somewhere in that range. And just to kind of prove everybody wrong and come out and get that conference championship. Regular season conference championship, I think, is one of the most important, if not the most important thing, because that's over a series of time. It's not you get hot for a few games and win a tournament. It's, you're... for 19 game season, you're the best out of 15. Those are huge championships, and so we were real excited about it.
And let's just talk about the game itself. You fell behind early in that ball game. But at what point did you sense that things were turning around in that matchup?
Boy, I never really felt like they turned around. I felt like we just kind of stayed tough, stayed with it, and won the game. I never felt very comfortable in the game till the very end, and just we never found a rhythm defensively, offensively. We just couldn't quite get over the hump. But, you know, some of those games are like that where you just have to battle and hope they miss a few shots and hope you make a few and win the game.
Well, it's not very often that you win a game when the opponent shoots about 60% from the field for the game.
I don't know that that's ever happened since I've been coach. I've never seen that happen. That's pretty ridiculous. You know, they missed a lot of free throws, and then we got some O-boards, and they didn't. So that's probably the difference in the game is we didn't turn one mistake into two, and that'll be the difference in this conference tournament if we can make a run at it.
I thought another key to that game was Connor Kirker. He struggled throughout a lot of the ball game with some things, but when the game was on the line, he stepped up and hit a big three with the shot clock winding down.
That kind of turned the tides. It gave us a lot of momentum going in at the end there, or towards the end there. And first half, he really struggled. He just wasn't into the game. Second half, he was starting to get back into it and then hit that shot. And then he really started going. I think he hit another three after that really helped. And we need him to be good. And we need him to be good against Washburn coming up on Thursday, tomorrow.
What were some of the things, or when you look at the season as a whole, again, a regular season championship outright, at what point during the season did you sense that this could be something special?
Boy, I don't know. You never really think about it much. You just start winning games, and then the results kind of take care of themselves, you know, as far as if you're going to win one or not. I guess down the stretch, probably about the Lindenwood game, it was probably, fairly realistic that we could win a conference championship. And, you know, after we won that game, then it became definitely realistic. And those last three games were huge wins, and they were under duress, under pressure, and the kids handled it and won them.
Earlier this week, the all-conference team was announced, and when you look at all five starters being honored in one form or another, that probably has to mean a lot to you as well.
Yeah, you know, and it's voted on by the other coaches, and so that means a lot that they respect us enough to put us up for a lot of those awards, and our kids have worked for those awards, and it's nice to be recognized individually in a team setting. Obviously, our kids are more excited about the conference championship than they are any individual awards, and now we need to be excited about the conference tourney.
And you get voted co-coach of the year?
Yeah, you know, it makes a difference. You have good players, you know, it makes you look like you can coach, and so I was fortunate to have a good team, and kids came through, and you know, that's how you get voted.
Now you go into the conference tournament again. It starts tomorrow afternoon, 12 noon start time with Washburn. You go in as the number one seed. You face a Washburn team that defeated Northwest back earlier in the season at Bearcat Arena. And what are some of the things you can take from that first matchup?
Well, you got to play hard. We didn't play hard at all. You can't play passive against Washburn. You got to be fairly physical, fairly aggressive. And then, limiting their easy buckets. You know, we gave a bunch of transition, a bunch of O-boards, the usual. And you know, just be prepared for them to, they're fighting for their season. You know, they win. If they lose, they're done. And so that needs to be our mentality, too, is that, you know, win or go home.
Yeah, when you look at it, you've accomplished one goal out of several that you set for this season with the conference championship, but still a lot to play for.
Yeah, we want the conference tourney. You know, that's over, and we want the conference tourney. And then after that, hopefully we're fortunate enough to make the national tourney. So, you know, we'll get after it and see what happens.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right. Thanks, John.
Hey, that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCullum, as Northwest getting ready to take on Washburn tomorrow afternoon in their quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. We'll be back and wrap up our program tonight from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. As we wrap up another edition of the program with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, should be a busy weekend coming up, and hopefully three more basketball games this weekend. The Northwest men's basketball team, again, the regular season champions, come in as the number one seed, and they'll face Washburn at the number eight seed tomorrow afternoon at noon, and that could be a pretty tough matchup. Earlier this year, the Cabas defeated Northwest at Bearcat Arena, but I really think Northwest playing much better basketball right now than during that first meeting.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, both teams are going to be playing better, but I think if you were to ask, you know, the Bearcat coaches, that was probably one of the worst games they played, or right up there all year long. So I guess if you want to look at it encouraging, you know they're going to play better than they did in that first matchup against Washburn. And, you know, it's probably more important time to be playing better basketball this time of year than it was back then during the regular season. So should be exciting. I'm sure we'll see, even though it's noon on Thursday. I've been hearing from a lot of people that are ready to make the trip, so hopefully there's going to be a lot of Bearcat green down there tomorrow.
Not only making the trip from Maryville, but a lot of Northwest alumni in the Kansas City area that always turns out well at Municipal Auditorium, and that should be the case again. And I also understand there will be a post-game gathering tomorrow, immediately after the game as well, over at McFadden Sports Saloon in the Power and Light District, so a chance for alumni to get together after the game as well.
Yeah, absolutely, a chance to tell stories. I mean, it's home game for the Kansas City area alumni, and they take good advantage of those opportunities whenever Northwest teams are playing down there.
Well, and if they can't be there, they can be there with their ears, as we'll have the broadcast along the network beginning at 11:40 tomorrow morning with their pregame.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully, if normally you can't listen to the radio at work, maybe the boss will give you a couple hour reprieve so that you can tune into the game and find out how the men are doing against Washburn tomorrow.
And it's an 11:40 pregame. 12 noon is tip-off time. Northwest will face Washburn, and if Northwest would win, they'd be off until Saturday, also a noon start then in the quarterfinal, in the semifinals on Saturday.
Yeah, so it could be a busy weekend. I mean, we know no matter what happens, there's more basketball to come even after this week, but it would be a lot more fun to go in as two-time MIAA champions in 1 year if they can get a tournament title this year. I know we've spent a lot of Sundays down at Municipal Auditorium over the years between the men's and women's basketball teams, and it'd be great to spend another Sunday down there this year.
Boy, it certainly would. And again, our pregame tomorrow. 11:40, 12 noon is tip-off time for Municipal Auditorium. Matt and I will be down there for all the play-by-play this weekend. So stay tuned. If you can't make it in person, listen right here on KXCV, KRNW, or your Bearcat Radio Network station as well. Thanks to everyone involved with our program here tonight at Carson Sports Grill. Again, our guests included Andy Peterson, the head women's golf coach, along with head track and field coach Scott Lork. We talked to Maddie Probst and G.S. Pancic of the women's golf team, also track and field athletes Derek Schluter and Fiona Maloney. And support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes your way from by the student body, Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore, Maryville. Student body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, area located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offering a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
It is currently 29 degrees outside. It'll be mostly clear with a low around 3 tonight. Tomorrow during the day, it'll be sunny with a high near 27 with wind chill values between negative 5 and 5. Tomorrow night, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 20 with a south wind from 6 to 13 miles per hour with a gust as high as 18 miles per hour. And then Friday during the day, it'll be sunny with a high near 53 with southwest winds from 9 to 15 miles per hour. And from the campus of Northwest Missouri State University, this is KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. And we move on to performance today.
Conductors often encourage timpanists to play quietly. Shh, quieter.